welcome to episode 135 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. We're glad you're joining us this week. Our goal is to inform, educate, and inspire. We hope that tuning in for our weekly chats will help push you outside of your comfort zone and add some new experiences to your bucket list. We also welcome ideas for topics, so if there's something you'd like to hear more about, please let us know. My name is Elizabeth, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agent Sandy. We're also excited to welcome back our awesome agent Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi, thank you.
We need like an applause track.
Yay!
You're so awesome. We've done some past episodes on Adventures by Disney and what makes their trips unique and exciting. Some people, however, don't want to start off with a week or more on a tour because they're not sure they'll like it. Well, Disney has the answer for that. Try one of their shorter weekend tours. These are the perfect way to get your feet wet before diving right in, and it gives you a great idea of what you can expect. Robin was fortunate recently to experience a sampler of the Adventures by Disney tour in San Francisco, and we can't wait to hear about it. So let's get started. Okay, so we should talk about what I mean when I say sampler, Robin. You want to describe what exactly that means?
Yes. Normally, this is a three-night tour. What they did for us is they did a one full day tour. They did half of one day, half of another day. The third day that they didn't do anything, they go up to Napa. So because that would have just taken too long to go, they gave us half of the first day and half of, I think, the third day. Because the second day is when they go to Napa.
So no wine for you.
No wine for me.
Okay, so then you basically were there for one full day.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. It was two nights and one day.
That's a quick trip.
Yeah.
So so Adventures by Disney, you think family friendly. Is this appropriate for kids? Is it interesting for kids, do you think?
It is. There were so many things that they did, and they do them, if there's kids on the trip, they might do them a little bit differently. Mm-hmm. Part of it was a bike tour, and it's an optional bike tour. So the bikes, they have tandem bikes, not a lot of them, but a few of them. And they also have some bikes where they I don't remember what it's called.
A recumbent where they bike? Yeah.
So that if you have a kid that's younger, they can go with the parent, and the parent doesn't have to worry about them being too slow.
Oh, cool. So maybe the bike. So then maybe you mean like a baby seat or whatever for the bike, like a.
Yeah, because recumbent bikes is like low.
Kids under six aren't allowed, but they have some where it's almost like a sidecar type thing. But for older kids, so they're pedaling, but they're not really.
Okay. Cool. Well, that's not even what I was thinking at all. Okay.
It's a totally different type of bike. Yeah.
So did you do the bike?
I did not.
Okay.
I did not.
So what did you do instead?
What we did instead was we went onto the bus and we did a little touring. And then we met the bike people, and then the bike people had the option to stop at, we met by the Golden Gate Bridge, and they had the option that was, they would just go back the other same way. So they had the option to go back or just to get on the bus.
So and bike across the bridge? Is that what they did?
They did not bike across the bridge for that. They do bike across the bridge a little bit, I believe, on the regular tour. And the bike is moderately difficult. On the way, there are two hills, and most people walked up the hills. But on the way back, you're going down.
There's hills in San Francisco?
Yeah. Yeah. So then, but there are some flat, there's some flat terrain in San Francisco, at least if you go the right direction. So was most of this bike tour flat? I mean, the feedback you got from other people, was it? Okay.
Yes. They said there were two hills. One of them was really not that bad. The other one was a little bad, which is what makes it moderately difficult. Mm-hmm. But they said usually at least half or more of the people will do the bike ride.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So what we did was we went and we saw City Hall and we saw the Asian Art Museum. We got out, we took some pictures, we got back in, we met them at, by the Golden Gate Bridge. Everyone took pictures. We took a picture of the group with the Golden Gate Bridge in the background. Everyone took pictures on their own. Anyone who wanted a bike back, bike back. And then everyone else got onto the bus and we just met them.
So was that the first thing in the day?
Yes.
Awesome.
So normally the tour starts on Thursday at 2 p.m. So they do the bike ride then, and afterwards they go to dinner. Okay. What they did for us was they did the bike ride in the morning, and then we went to lunch in the same place they would have gone for dinner.
And where is that?
That was at...
Can you tell us what kind of food it was?
Oh, it was Chinese food.
Okay.
It was not in Chinatown, though. Okay. It was in a mall.
Oh, interesting.
It was very, very... My China. It's a famous chef. The food was really good. And as some of you may not know, I am a very picky eater. So I saw the menu and I saw that all I was really going to eat was the wonton soup. And I mentioned to our adventure guides, I said, if I don't eat anything, it's just because I'm a really picky eater. Don't worry about it. And they said, oh, we deal with this all the time because of kids. And they got me something very simple. So if you have people who are picky eaters, don't worry. They will take care of you.
So did you did they give you chicken nuggets for the kid menu?
They gave me like the equivalent. but they said that sometimes they'll go downstairs. There's a market and they'll get like chicken nuggets, but they end up taking longer than the food upstairs. So they stopped doing that. But they pretty much... the sweet and sour chicken without the sauce on it.
Yeah.
So chicken.
I was kidding.
That's chicken nuggets.
The food was very good. The chef came out, did like a little knife thing. It was a lot of fun.
Cool. So this seems like a good time to bring up the thing that went wrong, the bad thing that happened. Yeah, because you're saying you went to a restaurant, but I know what happened and I'm wondering how you even did that. So tell us a little bit about what was happening in San Francisco that day.
So as we're on the, we drop the people off for the bike ride, we get onto the bus and I didn't realize it at first, but we were stopping and starting a lot, but we were talking. So I really wasn't paying attention, but there was a lot of, you could hear their phones, the adventure guides' phones going off. Mm-hmm. And there was also, a Disney business development manager. So his phone was, everyone's phones were going off, but they just sort of glanced at it and put it down like it didn't even matter. And then after we stopped, we dropped the people off for the bus, all of a sudden somebody said, why are the lights all not working? the stoplights. And we found out very quickly that that more than half of the city did not have power.
That's so crazy.
We were not, it hardly affected the tour. They were not upset about it. They were not worried. I mean, their demeanor, because we were watching them, their demeanor didn't change. They didn't seem like, oh my God, what's going on? It was just like, okay, let's go on. The place where we went to lunch, we got very lucky. They got their power back earlier.
Okay.
So because of the area that it was in, the hotel I know didn't get power till like 4 o'clock.
Wow.
Because one of the ladies, her husband was working in the hotel and obviously he couldn't work.
Yeah. So when you got up in the morning, there was power. It went out. Okay. So it went out sometime after you started your tour.
Sometime after we started our tour. I have a cousin who lives in the city. She had power the whole time. It was more than half of the city. One of the things we were supposed to do, we could not do. The Disney Family Museum was not, they did not have power. They're in the Presidio. And what happened was because they did not have power, they have a lot of security. And they said when the power goes back on, it takes them an hour and 15 minutes to go through their security protocol.
Wow.
So if once the power was not on by like 12:30, 1 o'clock and they close at 5, they decided that it just wasn't worth it to stay open. Even if it went back on, by the time they got everything up and rolling, people wouldn't have enough time to go through the museum.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So what they did was they told us that if we were still going to be in San Francisco the next day, we could go. They were open Saturday from, I think, 10 to 5. And we found out later on, they even set up a tour for those of us that could go. So it's something that we couldn't do because of the power, but they made it available to us if we were around for the next day. And they gave us all like a gift from there. So nice. Anyone who could go got it. And if you couldn't, they were sending it home. And it was a really nice book about the Walt Disney Family Museum.
Nice.
That's wonderful.
We went to, after lunch, we went to the Presidio and we went to Lucasfilms.
Ooh.
This is what I want to hear about. I know. Cause I was worried that you didn't get to go because it's also in the Presidio. So yeah.
But they had power. They have their own generator.
Oh. I was going to say, I bet you they're like ready for anything.
So they did not have a problem. The generators didn't cover everything, but it covered the only area where they really go is the lobby. But they normally go on a Saturday. So the person that is there, from Disney, the person that Disney deals with to set up all the tours normally isn't working. We got very lucky because he happened to be working that day and they happened to see him and he let us go into one of the screening rooms.
Ooh.
Oh, cool.
And he said, okay, one of you is probably going to sit where George Lucas normally sits. So we were all trying to figure out where he was. And he said, okay, it's in the middle. So I might have sat where George Lucas sits.
He didn't tell you who actually got the seat.
No, he said it's around here, and there were like three of us, and he was like, because, you know, this way we all felt that we...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But we couldn't take any pictures inside the screening theater, but it was just really cool to, you know, hear what goes on there. He said they have company meetings there. This was their biggest screening room. They have other smaller ones. Just a plain theater. I mean, it was, you know, nothing special. But in the lobby, there were all of these things that they had won. They told us information about the different parts of Lucasfilms, what is located in the Presidio and what is located outside of the Presidio. Before we went in, they gave us history about the Presidio. It was a lot of information, but it was very interesting. And they said if they have kids there, they talk more about the movies. Mm-hmm. There is a big fountain with Yoda in the front.
I was going to ask if you saw Yoda. I've driven by that several times. So
We got pictures of that. We got pictures. It was hard to get pictures of all of the Academy Awards because most of them are in cases. Mm-hmm. Because the light, there was so much light, it was hard to get pictures that weren't, you know, too glaring.
Yeah.
But it was really cool. It was like you can feel the history of Lucasfilms in there, even though it hasn't been there that long. It was really cool to just hear about all the different people that go through there. There are posters all around, which were part of George Lucas's private collection, movie posters, like older movie posters. It was just really neat.
So does the animation happen there? Like the Clone Wars, animated film, does that stuff happen in the Presidio? Did he say?
I believe that some of it is.
Okay. I thought so too.
Lucas, the two parts, there's three parts of Lucasfilms. Now I have to remember this. There's the, Lucasfilms itself is not really that much located there. Most of that is where George Lucas lives.
Mm-hmm. The ranch.
Yeah. Most of that is by Skywalker Ranch. The other two, the sound.
ILM, Industrial Light and Magic.
Yes. ILM is located there. And then the other one, and I'm looking through my, and I can't remember the other one.
That's okay.
We also found out when we met the bikers, before we met them, we went to the Palace of Fine Arts, mm-hmm. and they went to the Palace of Fine Arts also. And the Palace of Fine Arts is what inspired George Lucas to design R2-D2.
Oh, wow. But does it look like R2-D2?
I thought that would,
yeah, it's kind of a little
But
down,
if you look
yeah.
up, it does with the different shapes and. Mm-hmm.
Did they tell you, they tell you about the shipping cranes and the AT-ATs? In San Francisco
no.
Bay? So in San Francisco Bay, and most bays have these, there's the shipping cart cranes that lift the huge containers off the ships. They look like AT-ATs, and that's not by mistake. He was driving by them and went, oh, all right. And that's how he designed AT-ATs. So, yeah. Every time I see them, I can't see anything but AT-ATs. Yeah, it's really strange.
Your geekiness
yeah,
is showing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Moving on. That's actually, if I'm jealous of anything about this trip, it's the going into Lucasfilm. That's super cool. I've driven by it many, many times. But
so can you?
My family was very, very jealous.
Yeah, I bet. Can you go without doing? I mean, you can do other tours, or can you
into Lucasfilm?
Yeah,
I think it's very difficult to get into.
I know
Lucasfilm.
That there's yeah. some Adventures stuff you can. Adventures by Disney does some exclusive.
Yeah, I actually think that this is pretty exclusive to Adventures by Disney. Did they say anything yeah. about that? I mean, I've been
That's
to San Francisco many times. It's not. Something.
I mean, you can walk by and you can go by the fountain, but you can't get in the doors.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
We put it this way. Somebody said. Well, can we go to the gift shop? And one of the adventure guides is like, we can't even go to the gift shop without someone that works there.
Wow.
To go with us. And they said the big deal about Lucasfilms is that they're working on so many different films.
Yeah.
And it's not just Disney owned films. It's other films also because right. ILM does films for all different, you know, companies.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, it's not an open door type place
right.
because of this. So it's not like you can just go, even if you're visiting someone, you can't just go walk through the halls.
Yeah. Oh,
you
yeah,
have
yeah.
to have a badge and you can only go to certain areas. It's really cool. They have a daycare center there for the people that work there.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw some of the kids outside and they were playing with, some sort of I can't even remember what character was. It was the guy was playing with them and throwing a ball, and I think it was like an R2-D2 ball. And
was it BB-8?
A little orange
one. No, it was not BB-8.
Okay.
But it was so cool. At one point, somebody had it was like this handmade stroller, and it fit six kids.
Oh yeah,
and
as a
they were pushing it, and somebody said, "How cool would it be to say, I went to daycare at Lucasfilms?"
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the kids obviously don't realize because their parents work there. So to them, it's not a big deal. But as an adult, you'd be like,
yeah,
that was so cool.
I'm pretty sure by the time they get to school, you know, regular school, they're going to realize it's a big deal. Yeah, for sure.
That's so cool.
Right. Okay. So moving on from Lucasfilm, even though it was the coolest part of your trip, what did you do next?
Normally that's when they go to, the Disney family's,
Museum.
Disney Family Museum. But what we did was they drove us over to the Golden Gate Bridge, gave us all this information about the Golden Gate Bridge, told us about why it is the color it is. And then we stopped at, there's one place in the middle of the bridge. The bridge is 1.7 miles. So you can go 0.7 miles, and then there's a stop place where they have a gift shop, and, you know, you can walk. There's areas on the sides of the bridge you can walk.
Mm-hmm.
So they said, okay, we're going to leave here at 5:30. If you want to walk across, we'll meet you at 5:45. So I was talking with some other ladies, and we started walking with the intent to go back. And all of a sudden we realized we were more than halfway across. So we kept walking and I was like, I walked across the Golden Gate Bridge. I mean, I am not an active person. I thought that was so cool. It was really windy. It was just so awesome. We kept stopping to take pictures.
Yeah. It's such a landmark.
Yeah.
I mean, my cousins who live there have never done that.
Oh, wow.
You know, it's one of those things that it's.
Yeah.
There weren't that many people walking it, but you also have to have somebody pick you up on the other end or you have to walk back.
Mm-hmm.
So to have that was really cool of them to do that.
And you went in early April, so I guess that wasn't sunset when you were doing that, was it? It was still...
No, the sun was not.
Okay.
It was not. And then we went to dinner that night. And that is the night, you know, that they brought us to a place. It's normally the dinner, the farewell dinner. Mm-hmm. And I wrote down everything but the name of where we went to dinner.
Did you have chicken nuggets again?
I had steak.
Oh, nice.
It was a really good dinner.
Do you remember about where it was? I mean, was it like near Union Square? Was it downtown or was it out? Was it on the other side of the bridge?
It was somewhere downtown.
Okay.
But here, I'll give you, they gave us, when we had some extra time, they talked to us about what happened, what they do each day. Mm-hmm. So I can just give you a little.
Okay.
So the tour normally starts Thursdays at 2 p.m. They do the bike ride and then they do the dinner at NY China. Day two, they go to Marin County. They leave about 7:15. So you have breakfast on your own before then. They go to Muir Woods, Napa Valley, and Silverado, which is owned by the Disney family. It's a winery.
Oh, that's a big day. That is a big day right there. Yeah.
And it started by Diane Disney and her husband, Ron Miller. They do a tour of the winery with wine tasting, and they have something they started this year. It's a grape stomp.
Nice.
So it's like I Love Lucy thing. Everyone says that's the highlight of their trip. They said that everyone that they've talked to, the adults, the kids, and they said that is just so much fun. And then you have dinner on your own when you get back. So that is a long day.
So do you spend the night in Napa Valley or do you go back to San Francisco? Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. Day three, which is Saturday, they head across the bridge to the town of Tiberian. And they take a ferry across to Angel Island, which is a California state park. Mm-hmm. They take a tram tour of the island. They come back to Tiberian, meet Captain Maggie. They have lunch on their own. Then they do the Presidio with the Lucasfilm and the Disney Museum. Oh, we went to dinner at One Market.
Okay.
And that's their farewell dinner. And then everyone leaves sometime on Sunday. Sunday is on your own. So it's not a long tour. There is a lot included, you know, not all of your meals. You get all the photos that they take, they will download and they will send you a link. Mm-hmm. So you can copy and do whatever you want with all the photos. The gratuities, except for your guides, are all included. You get a pin of the day. They gave us a Golden Gate, bridge pin with Mickey on it.
Yeah.
And there's two other pins that you get. You get two adventure guides. They ensured that the trip ran well. Ours were great. They were so knowledgeable. Both of them had lived in San Francisco at one time or another. Mm-hmm. They were, you know, very different, but they worked really well together. And if you go to Adventures by Disney in other countries, one of the guides is going to be a local to that country.
Mm-hmm. So the other one is usually like a Disney cast member from one of the parks or destinations. Mm-hmm. So in your case, you had two Disney cast members, or did you have a local?
We had one cast member,
uh-huh.
But he does almost all tours. He's not a regular cast member.
Okay.
I don't know if he was before. He knows a lot about Disney. He does the Wyoming one. He's done all different countries, but I think he stays more in the U.S. now because he has two little kids
mm-hmm.
at home. The other one, she's a tour. She's more of the local expert.
Okay.
She's done the Southern California one also. They both live in Southern California now, but they travel up there for the different tours.
Okay.
Nice.
There's some alcohol at the welcome and the farewell events and the wine tasting, and those are included. One of the great things, which we didn't get to do, but they take your bags, and they move them. You just put them outside your room and they pick them up and they bring them, put them on the bus, and you don't have to deal with taking your bags, which is to me, if that's a big deal, especially, you know, if you have little kids.
So you said the minimum age is 8 to go on this trip?
This one, the minimum age is 4, but the recommended age is 6.
So what are they?
It was the bikes.
What do they do with the kids while you're drinking at the winery?
they said that this tour, they go with them because it's not that long of a tour.
Okay.
Because I asked that because I know that in other destinations they separate them. They said they're really, unless there's a lot of kids on it, they don't usually separate them on this tour because it's so short.
I bet they love the stomp and the grapes though. Mm-hmm. I could definitely see
that. They said that, some tours have a kid version of part of a day. The junior adventures on longer trips have a junior adventure night, 2 to 3 hour dinner and a movie and games so the parents can have a dinner alone. The adventure guides are not babysitters.
Yeah.
They're there to help make your trip better, not to watch your kids.
Because it's your family trip.
Yes, exactly.
It's just spend time with your family, yeah. Nice.
And it was just, the My China, the chef is Tony Wu, and he's a famous chef. It was in the Westfield Shopping Center, the Westfield Shopping Mall. They said they go there just because of the ease of getting in and out of there. There's not a lot of parking, and most of the places in Chinatown are smaller restaurants, and this one will hold everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they just do a really good job.
So, and you've been to San Francisco before, right?
Yes, it's been a while, but yes.
So did you feel like this gave you a taste of San Francisco? I mean, do you feel like it's a good introduction to the city?
I do. I called my husband, I texted him like halfway through the day, and I'm like, we need to do this tour. Just because especially because in 3 days, you see so much.
Yeah.
You just really get a good taste of it, especially if you don't have a lot of time. If you do have time, you stay and then you can see anything extra that you haven't seen. Mm-hmm. They don't go and see all of the regular places that you see. Right. We didn't go to Alcatraz.
Yeah,
we didn't.
So I was about to say Alcatraz.
You know, we saw the seaport, but from the bus.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't go to Union Square. They suggest, they have a night off. And they do suggest to people to try to venture out a little bit that night, make dinner reservations, either at the seaport or Union Square, and try to do something that they haven't done, go on a cable car, just try to experience something.
Yeah.
Other than having, dinner at the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
What else?
Let's talk a little bit about this. If San Francisco doesn't appeal to you, which I don't know how it wouldn't, because it's a great city and Lucasfilm, but they have other 4 day or 3 day, like long weekend, trips. Did you guys talk about any of those on the trip as well?
Yes. Yes. We talked about the, Southern California one,
mm-hmm.
which I believe is Hollywood and Anaheim?
Yes, yeah. It includes...
And at Disneyland?
Yeah, and it also includes Muppet Studios, which...
Yeah.
Like the Jim Henson Studios, which actually are also closed to the public in general. So, yeah. And then some backstage Disneyland stuff, including, if I'm not mistaken, the archives at the Walt Disney Studios.
Cool. Yeah, it was... I mean, they just... The things that they get into... because they're Disney, it just so happens that there were Disney things there. But in some other places, they do, you know, these winter and summer ones in Wyoming. There's nothing to do with Disney there, but it's the Disney service.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just, you can't get that anywhere else.
Yeah, that's definitely different. There is a difference.
Yeah. They do Nashville as well. And, again, not a lot of Disney there. Although I think they take you into where they film some of that ABC show with the,
It's called Nashville.
Is it called Nashville? Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they do a little bit of that, but it mostly focuses on the music history there.
Right.
It's not, you know, go to the Grand Ole Opry and none of that is Disney for sure.
And I think, the Nashville one is not around anymore.
Not at all. Okay, sorry.
Oh, that's okay. There was another one that I thought there was a Washington, D.C. one, and I mentioned it.
Yeah, that one I know went away because I actually had clients interested in it right after the year it went
away.
They
do a New York City one, too.
They do a New York City
yes.
one. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and that one.
They do a New York City. I think the other weekend one, I think it's just New York City now. New York City yeah. and San Francisco are the two weekend ones, and they do a long weekend winter in Wyoming.
Yep.
That would be cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Icing.
Yeah. No, it does. It looks really amazing. And then the even the Southern California one only is occasional, if I'm not mistaken. It's like correct. Just every now and then they still do it. But
yeah. And for adults that are worried about kids, they do have some adult only dates. So if it's something that you want to do, but you don't want kids around, you can look at the adult-only ones.
And that's true with all of their
It's funny
itineraries.
How you can do that with Disney, right?
Yes.
People ask me about that with the cruise. They're like, yeah. Well, I don't have kids. Am I going to like the cruise? I'm like, yes, you
yeah.
will.
Well, yeah. Because they can't limit, you know, they don't have adult-only cruises, there is adult-only areas.
Right,
so,
yeah. You can spend a whole cruise without seeing kids if you want. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. And I'm so glad you got the opportunity to do that. And I was really jealous of the Lucasfilm thing. So, and since you didn't post any pictures, I wasn't sure you got to go because of the power being out. So this is actually the first time I was like, I really hope she got to do it. So
I, you know, it's funny. I was posting pictures in the morning and then I just got so wrapped up in it. I forgot to. So I'll have to post some more pictures.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I definitely want to see the Yoda statue. So I actually,
yeah, that was,
my sister drove us by there and she was like, just look to your right and you'll see something kind of famous. And I look out and I was like, is that Yoda?
So,
I know. I was like, is that Yoda? And that was pretty much right after Lucasfilm had moved into the Presidio. So she doesn't live there anymore. For our listeners who don't know, my sister used to live in San Francisco. So, but honestly, you did probably more in one day than I did in like three or four trips. And then, you know, that the 3-day itinerary would, you know, that was probably 8 or 9 trips for sure.
Which is what I love about it. So if you don't have a lot of time or if you're doing, I have a lot of people that like to go to Hawaii, and from North Carolina to Hawaii it is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So they stop in San Francisco or LA for a few days. And if they're looking to pack a lot into a small, you know, short time period, something like this is perfect. Yeah. Because you get a taste of the city.
And because they're taking care of so much for you, it makes it, it's not just that they're cramming all that in, because you can hear that and go, oh, that sounds exhausting. Why would I want to do that? But they make it so easy that actually it doesn't seem like you've done as much as you did. You know, you finish the day, you're tired. You're like, wow, I checked like 6 things off my bucket list today. That's a good day. And, you know, you're not inordinately tired. You're just tired. You're pleasantly tired and you can sleep well. So.
Yeah. And it's like you, I remember you saying when you got back from your Costa Rica trip that it was the best vacation you'd ever taken because you didn't have to plan it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as travel agents, we plan our own trips plus everyone else's. Something like this is great because you just pay and go. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to, you can do other stuff, you know, when you have free time, but you don't have to. But and yet you're still going to see so much.
And even if you do other things, you can ask your adventure guides to help point you in the right direction. So you really still don't have to think, because they have suggestions of places near your hotel where you could go eat.
Oh yeah.
So you really don't have to think if you don't want to. You can really say, just tell me where to go eat and I'll go eat there.
One of our adventure guides, she's a self-proclaimed foodie. And she said that when they come, cause they come early, that she brings the other adventure guide to different restaurants. So she must have named a dozen restaurants just when we were on the bus. Mm-hmm. And she said they always, you know, they'll ask people what type of food they like when they ask, and they'll say, oh, you know, there's a great, you know, Thai place down the street, or go a few blocks away, you know. Mm-hmm. But they, and I'm guessing that they're all going to be as familiar with the areas and are going to be able to give you places to go.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing all that with us. I really appreciate it. And I want to see all your pictures of Lucasfilm, even the ones you quote, couldn't take. No, just kidding. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, or any episode, really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com, then click podcast at the top of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast. Or you can just search for us on Facebook with Fly Away as the keywords. And please be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes. On behalf of Robin, Sandy, and myself, Elizabeth, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we'll see you next week. Gotta fly.